This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Meat Friday. The gang's all here, including Fritzy. And it's a big day. It's a Meat Friday. Final show before Christmas vacation. And it's a banner day. It's banners day, plural. Most valuable, least valuable, most improved, least improved, Danette. All of that will be unveiled. That'll be coming up next hour. We went out and bought banners, and we will unfurl. Is that right? Unfurl the banners?
They're furled.
They're furled right now.
Yeah, we furled them earlier.
Yes. And then we're going to unfurl the banners. And then the Danettes who have won each category will stand under their banner, including least improved and least valuable. Yes, Paul.
Unfurl, to make or become spread out from a rolled or folded state.
Okay. We will unfurl the, it just doesn't sound
Tyler,
right.
Tyler, come on in here. I need you to furl these banners.
Can you furl these, please?
I had him
and Weeks, our cameraman, they had to furl them. And then they're hanging above the putting green over there. And then we'll have the ceremony, just like the Lakers did. And yes, Todd.
I think you think more of flags unfurling, like the Neil Diamond Coming to America verse. That's maybe why you're hesitant to think it's unfurling a banner.
All right. Paulie?
You could also unfurl a sail if you're a sailor on a boat, because they're all put together. You unfurl them. So it's not just unrolling. It could be spreading apart.
But they don't talk about furling. It's always unfurling.
No, there's no competitive furling that I can see.
All righty. It's hour two. The Traegers are fired up. We have chimichurri smoked ribeyes, grilled lobster tail, stuffed clams, and salt-crusted loaded baked potatoes. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
All right, poll question for our... What, Paul?
According to Webster's Dictionary, furl, to roll up or fold up securely and neatly, a flag, a sail, umbrella, or another piece of fabric. You can furl the sails. Very common.
Yeah, but nobody ever talks about furling.
No, most people are on... But you can't do one or the other. I mean, it has to be 50-50.
You have to furl it to unfurl it.
Correct.
Okay. Thank yes, Todd.
Furling was almost an Olympic event, but it just did not get the support.
Thank you, Todd. All right. Poll question. Once again, you can still vote for least valuable.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You can.
I thought that was a pretty good line.
70,000 votes have been cashed. See, that's the problem. You think it's a good
line. I humor myself, and if you guys happen to laugh, then it's a bonus.
The Danettes, we're going to vote for the most valuable backroom guy. That'll be coming up in the final hours of the show as well. All right, Seton, poll question for hour two is going to be what?
Let's see. Hour one, we put up there, how long does L.A. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts have to figure this out?
Wow. That is mean.
Well, I mean, you know what?
It's fair.
I'm sorry, but yeah, they're kind of...
It's fairly mean.
Yeah. Right now, he has 54% of the audience is saying he has this season. Yeah. Second place is the All-Star break with 39%.
Okay. So, of course, they got Shohei Ohtani. Oh. Now they got Yoshinobu Yamamoto, and they only spent $325. Like, when I saw the price tag, normally you go $325 for a pitcher. It's not deferred. But after the Shohei Ohtani deal, you're like, oh, okay, they got it for $325. For 10 years. And he got a signing bonus. Then the Dodgers had to pay $50 million to the team that posted him in Japan so he could come to the United States. Great day, though. Great day. Yes, Paul.
The Dodgers have been in four World Series. Check that. Three World Series in the past 7 years. They've won one.
Okay.
They've been in the playoffs 10 straight seasons. It's remember the Braves? You remember the Braves.
I do. Yeah, yes, I do.
It's going in that direction of like one for 10.
Mm. The Dodgers had to outlast the Mets, who offered a similar contract, and the Yankees. Yankees, I thought, were the front runners here. You also had the San Francisco Giants, Philadelphia Phillies, the Boston Red Sox, Toronto Blue Jays were also in the bidding as well. He's 25 years of age, and he has won the Japan equivalent of the Cy Young. He's won three consecutive MVPs and the Japanese Cy Young. Not a big guy, though. Not a big guy, like 5'10", 175 pounds. But, you know, that's a lot. Thank you, Marvin. I mean, that's a lot of money. $1 billion, two guys, and one being a true pitcher. So, yes, Marvin.
That first bad outing between the two of them. Mm-hmm. $1 billion for this? Are you serious?
Well, we'll try to, you know, skew positive here with this. You know, they are spending money. That's what you want with an organization. Spending money. You got quality, you know, lineup as well. I think that'll, these things, when you have these dream teams, and then you go, how can they lose? They do lose. I mean, that the favorite doesn't always win. The team with the best record doesn't always win. It's just something about the sports gods. You know, they're up there going, how do we want to write this book, this chapter? How do we want to, what's the ending here? And then we go, how is that possible? But it happens every year in all sports where you go, how did this happen? You think they're the best team. They should be the best team. Vegas says they're the best teams. But when you get to those, you know, best of three in a best of seven, and all of a sudden you go, okay, now you need a timely hit. Now you need somebody to be your hammer out there on the mound. That's when strange things happen. We'll get some phone calls in here. Chris in Georgia joins us. Hi, Chris. What's on your mind?
Hey Dan. Happy holidays, guys.
Thank you.
I'm just calling to – I called last year talking about the most valuable Danette. I called him the Adam Dunn of the show. It's Fritzy. He goes – he strikes out 8 out of 10 times. But, man, when he hits, you know, that 500-foot homer to dead center, it's the best part of the show.
Okay.
And even when he's bad, it's still hilarious.
Okay. All right. So even when you're bad, you're good, Todd.
Sounded like he had some more compliments that just got cut off there. I don't know if you picked up on that.
He did. Marvin cut him off.
Yeah, I did see that. Very competitive over there.
Sorry.
And I also think he's at click.
Yeah. Wielding that pot like a sword.
Like about to...
Yeah. You know, I got 15 other things I really love to tell you about. By the way, there's a pie to the face bet between Marvin and Seton. Marvin is guaranteeing that Seton will be the most valuable Dana. And if he's not, then Seton takes a pie. We did have a lemon meringue pie, and then I realized that could burn your face, and so we're making alternative plans here.
So this is, if I win MVD, I get a pie to the face.
Yes.
And if I don't, then Marvin does.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's kind of a strange. Is it a win-win for you? Like you could be the most valuable Danette and then get a pie, or you're not. I don't know how you'd feel, but Marvin gets a pie, which is good content for the show. Couple more phone calls. Casey in Oregon. Hi, Case. What's on your mind? Oh, our good buddy Chase Daniel, former NFL quarterback. He's been really good every time he's been on. He's going to join us coming up in a little bit. All right, Case.
How's it going?
Great.
Thanks for having me.
Yep.
First time, long time. 5'7", a Bruce Lee, buck 39.
All right.
I got two quick takes, and then I got a limerick, and I'll get off the air. I just really appreciate you guys. I listen to you all the time. One... you guys keep talking about how at the end of the season, it would be the most Belichick thing ever to win that game against the Jets. If the Jets had half a brain, wouldn't they throw that game so they didn't lose the Patriots for another 10 years? The other thing is I'd like to weigh in on Steph Curry being one of the greatest of all time. I am not a Steph Curry homer. I got to tell you, when I was listening or watching those Golden State Cavaliers series, I was always rooting for the Cavs. But I watch basketball nowadays, and I love basketball. And Steph has got to be one of the absolute best players of all time. The era that he plays in, everybody, look at the game the other night. Derek White is hitting threes back to back to back. People are long. They shoot from everywhere. And Steph is an unstoppable force in this league that it's the best that it's ever been. Right. You always have a chance to win. He's a little guy, and he's better than all of these trees out there. I'll hang up and hold on to that. But my limerick is this. Sir Fritz is a gem and a crier. Marvin, the mitts of a miner. Paulie's the homie. Our boy keeps it stony. DP on the mic spits hot fire. We love you guys out here. Thanks for holding it down for journalism. I can no longer say suck it back, bro, so I'll say suck it, Doug. Gravy on everything. I'm out.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Case.
Okay. I was like, he was calling from the treadmill or something like that.
He was a little out of breath there.
That was homage to Todd.
It was?
They're like running out of breath while he was going through his.
And a limerick.
If he would have did one of those.
There you go.
That would have been pretty good.
Or some hobble coughing sound.
You haven't been doing that.
Yeah, I'm properly medicated. No, I just, thankfully, now that you put the pox on it, I'll probably get to a nose one. But now I'm feeling good.
By the way, speaking of journalism, if you watch Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel, they had their final show after 29 years. And did a retrospective. They had their journalist on there, and they were looking back at stories they've covered, athletes they've covered, stories they've broken. And I've said this, and I know it's get off my lawn, but, you know, I do worry about this business moving forward and what is considered journalism and how to cover a story and not just rumor, I'm hearing. You're actually covering, you know, sports, and you're doing it the correct way. I know it's a hot take world that we live in, but that's not journalism. And I think that we blur the lines on that. Real Sports always did it professionally. And, you know, when it comes to like 60 Minutes, what they did and do with news, this is what Real Sports did for 29 years. And I'll miss that because I learned a lot when I watched how to set up a story. It's about having a great character there, telling the story. And they were wonderful storytellers. But for Bryant Gumbel, play a lot of golf, man. You've earned it. And quite a legacy. Yeah, Paul.
One of the things I loved about the structure of that show is after the piece, he would sit with Bernie Goldberg and Bryant Gumbel would ask some of the questions, like the follow-ups that you had in your mind about the story. Like, whatever happened to that horse? Whatever happened to that kid? Mm-hmm. And Bryant would ask that question in the moment. I always thought it was a great way to put a bow on it.
Yeah, and you gave the reporters a chance to, you know, have a conversation about what they were doing. But they traveled the globe, and they weren't afraid to, you know, tug on the big, you know, big corporate, the IOC. I mean, there are a lot of stories. And then stories that you didn't think that you would enjoy or you didn't know anything about. But they presented in a way that, you know, it was great storytelling. And that's what this business is all about. You know, when you tell stories, when I have people on, I want them to tell you a story. I want it to be a conversation. And I think that's, they did that as well as anybody, not just sports. I'm talking about anybody. And I'll miss that because I do think that, you know, like outside the lines, you know, I was fortunate to be there with Bob Lee and Jeremy Schapp. And how they covered sports, big, you know, stories, little stories. But they did it in a journalistic way that seems to be a lost art. All right, some phone calls here. So what's the new poll question there, Seton O'Connor?
Let's see. We could keep it in L.A. and go with Paul's with the Rams are interesting, threatening, entertaining.
Okay. Rams with a win last night, so they're now 8-7. I would say they're regular season threatening. Now, I don't look at the Rams the way I do the Buffalo Bills, but it does feel like you're getting the, oh, you don't want to meet that team in the postseason. Well, neither team is in the postseason right now. But I think Buffalo is a better team, could go deeper. But the Rams are fun to watch. Good receivers, got a Hall of Fame quarterback. You got a really good running back. Yes, Marvin.
But to your point, like you normally make about teams that are in playoff mode, yeah. They're in playoff mode right now. So they have to keep winning all these games just to get into the playoffs.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, Paul.
If the 49ers happen to win this weekend, they would lock up, I think, home field advantage in the playoffs. That means the Rams are at the Giants, which you would think they would win. Then they're at the 49ers in a game the 49ers might not need and might not. They may sit like Debo or a couple other starters to rest for the playoffs. Possibly. I don't know how they do that, if that's their plan.
Did you see where Brock Purdy's brother was at Nebraska, but now they got the top quarterback? Raiola is coming in, so he's transferring out of Nebraska. He's in the portal there. Imagine. What's his name? Chuba?
Chuba Purdy.
Chuba Purdy. Okay.
Some people call him Chuba. I think it's Chuba.
Okay. Yeah, so Brock Purdy's brother. Maybe he's Mr. Irrelevant here coming. He's Mr. Irrelevant with Nebraska because now he's going to transfer there. Joe in Phoenix. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, gentlemen. Long time, second time, 6 foot and an Ozempic 220.
Whoa.
Working on it, working on myself. There's a lot going on today. Meat Friday, last show before break, Danette's award day. And Dan, you gave me the perfect segue talking about good journalism because I'm out here still working my sources. I'm out in the trenches. And there's news dropping out of Charlottesburg this morning that you might not have heard of.
Okay. The home of Crappensburg State.
Yes, sir. As you know, the men's hoops team has been struggling this season. They're coming off last year's second straight conference championship, and they have barely squeezed out two wins so far this season.
Okay.
The Crappensburg State Athletic Director, James Crapper, has announced this morning that he has relieved head coach Boo Richardson of his coaching duties at Crappensburg State.
Attaboy.
Yeah, nailed it.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe.
A lot of talk on the internet about the campus radio station and what the call letters are for that.
Is it W?
So far, I believe it's been KRAP.
Which
is the wrong side of the Mississippi.
So that'd be, that's the West Coast.
That would be the West Coast affiliate.
Yeah, that you have K instead of W.
Yeah.
Yes, Todd.
There's also a WIPE, though, that's trying to pick it up as well.
WIPE is absolutely
fighting for the rights. I don't know if both can coexist.
Once again, last call for voting for most valuable Danette. You can go to danpatrick.com and cast
that your vote. That was one of the ones the internet was kicking around, so WIPE. So.
Did Todd take that?
I actually did not see that one. I'm often taking a peek at social media. I didn't see that one. But
you swear?
I do swear.
Okay.
I don't even know if that's actually true. I was just submarining Todd.
Accusatory.
Wow. It's a little backbiting here.
First Marvin. Stabbing. Marvin cuts off the caller complimenting me, and Seton drops that on me.
All right. We take a break. Going to talk some football with the former backup quarterback, Chase Daniel. Always great to have him on. He always makes us smarter. We'll take a break. We're back after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it, I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests, and in tournaments, to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
By the way, coming up this weekend on Christmas Eve at 8 o'clock on Fox, it's The Simpsons, and I'm in that episode. I play the announcer in a rock-skipping contest with Homer Simpson. So I want to thank The Simpsons for allowing me to be part of it, and the guy that I co-wrote the football book with, Joel Cohen, one of the writers on The Simpsons, and wrote me into the episode. Had a lot of fun doing that. All right, let's bring in Chase Daniel, former NFL quarterback and host of The Chase Daniel Show on YouTube channel. You always learn something. He always makes us smarter when we talk to him. Thanks for joining us, Chase. Explain to me how rookie receivers are having this kind of impact. Like Puka Nacua, you know, Cooper Kupp, like those guys are out of nowhere. Then you had OBJ when he came in. You have Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson. Like, is this going to be normal, or is this an aberration in your mind?
This is definitely not normal, especially with Puka. And you look at Puka and you look at Cooper, and what's the one person holding them together? Matthew Stafford. And Matthew Stafford is absolutely bawling, right? Like, yeah, they brought in Puka, and when Kupp was hurt at the beginning of the year, they said, hey, just go be Cooper Kupp. Like, doesn't seem that hard to do when you're in that offense, but it's extremely hard. The dude's got more 150-yard scrimmage games than anyone ever in the National Football League, including, you know, Randy Moss, Ja'Marr Chase, all these guys. And it's pretty impressive for me to like what Puka's been able to do, because he doesn't look very fast. He's a strong son of a buck. He's 220 pounds. They give him like jet sweeps. The guy like last night hit him and just fell off of him. And on the game winning like jet sweep, like he's made different. And so you just really never know what you're getting when you're drafting a rookie receiver. Like look at Quentin Johnson and the Chargers. Like, hasn't really lived up to the hype of the first round pick. And, you know, they got Puka in the fifth round. And quite honestly, he's really close, in my opinion, to winning rookie of the year. It's between him and CJ Stroud, right? It's probably a quarterback award. Yeah, probably going to go to CJ Stroud, but it needs to be talked about on what Puka's doing. And then you look at just Matthew Stafford. Like, when you have a guy like that and you're able to go in and you're able to have Puka learn under Matthew, which Matthew's been, you know, on like everywhere, like my year, 15 years in the league, and probably playing some of his best ball. So you put that, and you put Kyren Williams with the Rams offense. Like, the coaching job that you know, Sean McVay's done this year has been pretty impressive too.
But I know that they just sort of became dangerous now because they're 8-7, you know, if they get into the playoffs. So let's look at the Rams, you know, bigger picture here. Are they going to make the playoffs? And if they do, how dangerous can they be?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. I tweeted that last night. I said two teams that aren't in the playoffs right now, this is before the game, that are going to be really dangerous is the Bills, which they don't even control their own destiny, which is wild to me.
Yeah.
Like, if the Rams win out, I think they're going to get in. But they're probably the only team that can contend with the 49ers, in my opinion, in the playoffs. Like, they're just built that way. You love Sean McVay, but yeah, it's probably one of Sean McVay's most impressive coaching jobs. And everyone's like, well, he's 8-7. Yeah, but do you remember that whole narrative at the beginning of the year, how young they were at receiver and Matthew?
And no Matthew's draft
wife
picks.
Came out, no draft picks. And Matthew's wife came out and was like, yeah, he has a hard time like understanding the young guys. Well, it's working right now. Like, they came off by, they're 5-1. Like, that seems so long ago to me. And it's just impressive. Like, you know, obviously everyone knows the stats, but with Kyren Williams, they're averaging 14.7 points per game without Kyren Williams. With Kyren Williams, 28 points a game. So, like, that fact that they're running the ball, I mean, I saw a stat last night, Dan, that they pre-snapped, motioned, or shift on 90% of the snaps in the game last night, which would be the third highest rate in NFL history. 90%, your motion, your shifting, that's sort of how we blitz the defense. And the fact that all these young guys have sort of worked up to this point and Sean McVay's trusted them, like, these guys got to be smart to run that offense. That's with Puka too. Like, there's so many little option routes. There's so many different routes that he has 3 to 4 options to do. And they're all on the same page. They're clicking right now. Their defense is playing well. But honestly, like, that offense is the one that has them rolling.
Okay, what concerns you about the 49ers?
Nothing. It's like, if I'm being honest, like, I break them down every week because I'm a huge Brock Purdy fan.
That makes me nervous. That there's no flaws. Like, so they're going to the Super Bowl. If I said you can have the Niners or the field in the NFC.
Yeah, I was a big Niners fan even when they were going through that 3-game losing streak, because I likened it to the Rams when they went with Matthew Stafford, when they had that little midseason collapse and then all of a sudden it made them stronger and they ended up pushing through and going through. Look, I mean, on offense, they don't really have, like, they don't have a weakness, man. Like, it's really hard. Like, the only team, and I say this about a few teams, the only team that can beat the 49ers are the 49ers. Like, penalties, illegal formation penalties, like, stuff like that. Like, their defense was struggling a little bit. They finally, it seems like they've sort of shrunk their menu on defense, and so they're playing a lot faster. They're not doing a whole bunch of this other coverages and stuff like they were doing before Dallas, when Dallas came in and whooped them. Like, all that stuff is sort of out the window, and they're just tackling well, man. They're really impressive. It's hard to find a weakness for those guys.
But I'm wondering, is the team MVP the same as the league MVP? If I said, who is the MVP of the Niners?
Yeah. Of the Niners at CMC, it's not even close. But as you know, Dan, it's a quarterback award for the NFL. So Brock Purdy is far and away, like, numbers-wise, he's won in every single category. But, like, CMC, 20-plus touchdowns. Like, does CMC deserve the credit? Yeah, but when was the last running back to win the MVP? Was it LaDainian Tomlinson, or who was it?
Adrian Peterson.
AP. Yeah. So it's just like, it's built. This league's built on quarterback play, and the fact that Mr. Irrelevant is playing like an MVP, like, that's a story in it of its own self. But so I love Brock. I think Brock's doing really good.
But
right
it
now.
Feels like with Brock Purdy, if he was a first round draft pick, no one would have a problem with him being an MVP. He's Mr. Irrelevant. It feels like this is kind of a novelty. It's a cute little story. He wins because he's surrounded by talent, which isn't fair to him. And then now you have Tua saying, hey, I'm keeping receipts because people don't think that I'm not a good quarterback without Tyreek Hill and Mostert and Jalen Waddle.
Yeah, it's wild. I mean, like, when you break down Brock, though, some people and the narrative sometimes with people that actually don't know what they're talking about and just want to throw stuff out. Oh, this guy's a dink and dunk quarterback. Okay, Dan, I get so angry about that because, okay, they are 32nd in the NFL in passing attempts. They are 2nd in passing yardage. The dude, all he does is throw the ball down the field. And yeah, okay, you're going to get a couple of these screens to Debo or CMC that go for 60 and it'll pad your stats. Sure, you still got to make the right decision. That's a very intricate offense for a quarterback to run. And he's constantly like all these layered throws, like over linebackers, between safeties and linebackers. They're difficult to do. All these throws are 15 to 20 yards down the field. I saw a back shoulder throw that he had to Debo last week against Arizona to the field, opposite hash, perfect throw, 35 yards on a dot. People are like, well, he doesn't have the arm strength. What else do you want him to do? That's to me is like drives me crazy because the dude is having an absolutely unbelievable season and deserves all the credit in the world for it.
He's Chase Daniel, former NFL quarterback, and you can watch him on the Chase Daniel Show on YouTube channel, which I did, and you were talking about Dak Prescott and his performance against the Buffalo Bills. Let me make this a little bit broader with the Dallas Cowboys, who have Miami coming up this weekend. Were you more concerned with that defense and what it was unable to do against Buffalo, or the offense that was unable to do anything against that defense?
Both. And I'll give you a reason why is because I think that people have found, because if you go back to week two or three when Dallas played Arizona, Arizona ran the piss out of the ball, like 180 yards rushing, beat them there. And then they go and do the same thing Buffalo does. And that's really just Joe Brady on the offensive coordinator, the new offensive coordinator for the Bills, like completely switching up what the Bills want to be on offense. Like they are power football now. They're making Josh Allen not make the big mistake. You can still play hero ball. But those Cowboys, they haven't stopped the run. And that's sort of their biggest problem for me on the defensive side of the ball. But when you go to the offense side of the ball, I've tried for 3 weeks now to understand and to break down why the Cowboys are averaging 40 points at home and they're 7-0, and why they're averaging 24 points a game on the road and are 3-4. And I can't, for the life of me, I can't understand it. It looks like their offense is completely different. And everyone wants to talk about the noise and there's less Okay, no, you still have to go out and execute. So I'm a little bit worried about that. They go on the road again this week in Miami. It's a must win for Dallas. Like if Dallas wants any chance at potentially getting a one seed, which I don't think they can because I think San Francisco is going to win out. Like they got to have this game, but it's a huge game for Miami too. Yeah. I just don't know if Miami's beat anyone that I trust. Obviously, that loss a couple weeks ago to Tennessee was really telling. And it's gonna be an interesting game. Like I want to see Dak and the boys go out and hang 40 on Vic Fangio and the Dolphins, which I don't know if they're going to end up doing, but it's almost like a get right game, even though you're playing a 10-4 team, if that makes sense.
You'll know this language. I was told by a former quarterback, and I was saying, you know, what's Buffalo doing with Dallas in real time? And he was talking about two high safeties, and so Dak wasn't getting any. I mean, he was completing passes, decent percentage, but no yards downfield. So can you translate that to me and the audience?
Yeah, that's Sean McDermott's favorite thing to do, and he's done it his entire career, is he plays two high safeties, and they play this quarters look. So you could possibly get 7 to 8 guys in the box with those quarters safeties who are playing at like 8 to 10 yards, which is wild. Like if you look at Dallas, they had a play-action shot to Cooks, second play of the game versus quarters safeties. He missed it. Like the game might be a lot different. Okay, so they're not only are they getting, you know, 7-8 into coverage when passing downs are happening, but they're getting 8 in the box when running downs are happening. So it's the best of both worlds. I didn't love Dallas's plan because they were like big block them up shots, two man routes versus two high safeties. It's just not very good. And they're manning these guys up underneath. It's an impressive job. I mean, you look at Buffalo in every category, they're top 6 in the NFL in defense. No one talks about it, especially with all the injuries they've had up front. Yeah. AJ Espinosa was out. Micah Hyde was out. All these guys have been out, and for them to sort of flip the switch on who they are as a team in Buffalo, when you go from a switch at Dorsey to Brady at offensive coordinator, they were throwing the ball a lot. Now they're running the ball like a ton. They're playing keep away. They're playing good defense. Their defense isn't playing as many snaps because they're playing keep away on offense. It's really complimentary football right now in Buffalo.
Feels like people are maybe easing off the Lions bandwagon. Why is that?
Yeah. I mean,
are you still on the Lions bandwagon?
Okay. Not me. Yeah. I mean, I love what Goff was able to do, especially last game against Denver, 5 touchdown passes. And it just, it, if you play them at night, like they're a hard out. They're 4-5-0. It's like the Lions after dark is what Jared Goff said. I thought that was so funny. And it's just an interesting thing. It's really their defense that's been letting them down. Offensively, they've been scoring a lot of points really the whole year. And if you look at the first really eight games of the year on defense, they were really good under Aaron Glenn. And lately, they've been trying to play a little bit more man coverage and they've been getting exposed. And so not only that, but then teams are running the ball a lot more against the Detroit Lions, limiting the possessions that Jared Goff has on offense. And those four-game stretch, there was a four-game stretch where I think they went 2-2. Goff had 9 turnovers, right? So no turnovers last game. The previous four, he had 9. So just a lot less possessions on offense. So I think if they can handle the football, shore up that run defense, and I think they're going to – I mean, look, they're going for an NFC North title for the first time in 30 years. Like, how are you off the bandwagon? It's the Detroit Lions. They haven't been good in forever. I'm excited about it.
Okay, before I let you go, let's say I go to a holiday party and I want to sound like I know what quarterbacks know, like something that some quarterback jargon that I could be talking about where people go, damn, all right, he's not just a talking hairdo. Like, so when you're talking to, you know, Drew Brees, like, can you give me something where I could just be bringing this up in a casual way? And then, you know, guys in the neighborhood are going to go, all right, he knows what he's talking about.
Well, first of all, I love the sweater. So you wear that sweater, you're going to look like you know what you're talking about with quarterbacking. Okay, so that's the first and foremost. But I think in quarterback talk, we talk about cadences, like, hey, going one, going two, going three. So like all these cadences, I think it's funny, and a lot of teams are using it if you listen. It's like, okay, on first down, it's Sunday. You use days of the week. On Monday, you go on one. So it's ready, blue 80, blaze it up. Tuesday, it's two. Wednesday, it's three. So say, yeah, did you see Jared Goff, man? He's going on Tuesday out there. You're wearing that sweater, man. You're good. You're good, yeah.
Okay. So if it's on Sunday.
It's like, said hut. It's just like the first sound. So said hut. Said and hut. Monday is ready. Blue 80, blue 80, said hut. It's like on one. Okay. And then Tuesday's two. Wednesday's three. So
give me a drop Wednesday. That. Give me a Wednesday here.
Ready, blue 80, blaze it hut. Ready, blue 80, blaze it hot. Ready, blue 80, blaze it hot, hot, hot. Snap. Peyton Manning was the best at that, man.
I thought Dan Marino was.
Hey, that's a blast from the past. I don't know if they were mic'd up when Dan Marino
you didn't
was
need
playing
to be. All that. You cadence. Didn't need to be. Yeah. You could hear him because he would be like, he'd just go up there and go, dot, dot, dot.
Yes.
Like, I don't even know what that's on. If you're a lineman or something and you're like, okay, is it on three? Is it two? But he would go, da, 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 da.
And that's what Dak's doing now. Here you go. I've never heard of that in my life. But it's like,
here we go. Here we go.
Most viral thing. Yeah.
Good stuff.
So all these quarterbacks are different, man.
All right. Yeah. Crazy. Chase Daniel, you can see his show on YouTube channel, The Chase Daniel Show. And hey, thank you again. All your help this year. And we'll talk to you in the new year. Merry Christmas to you, bud.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Thanks. That's Chase Daniel. Always interesting, always good stuff. You know, it takes the time to look at the All-22, and when you get the All-22, I mean, that's when you really break down game footage there. You can look at highlights, but when these guys look at the All-22, the coaches, you know, vantage point, you know, that's where you're able to go, oh, okay, I can see that, they're doing this. You don't get that when you're watching a highlight. Yeah, Paul?
Is that type of video available to the fan at home, like on NFL.com or NFL Network or anything?
I'm not aware of that.
I wonder if you could pay a fee to see what the players watch 2 days later.
Well, if the NFL could monetize that, then you know, like you would think they would be in the business of that. Why don't we take a break, check on that, see if it's available. All right, phone calls coming up. And once again, in an hour from now, it could be the most dramatic moment of this show ever. As we have the banner ceremony, most valuable, least valuable, most improved, least improved. And we will unveil our banners that we have here in the Man Cave. We're back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Get ready. Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Ready for a holiday doubleheader? First on NBC and Peacock, it's the Bengals and Steelers. Then in primetime, the Bills take on the Chargers. That's exclusively on Peacock, which is where you'll find this show. All 3 hours, our streaming partner. Say good morning to our radio affiliates as well. Time for the most must-win game of the weekend. Todd, are you ready for the MMWGOTW?
I sure am.
WT of the weekend.
We were just talking to Chase Daniel about them. I'm going with the Cowboys have to step up and take care of the Dolphins after losing to the Bills.
All right. Seton, your MMWGOTW.
I have Mason Rudolph and your... Whoa. Pittsburgh Steelers must win this weekend. They have to beat the Bengals.
Mason Rudolph.
Yeah.
Marvin MM. WGOTW.
It's sweeping the nation, Dan. I'm going the opposite of Fritzy. I think the Dolphins have to win. Mm-hmm. They haven't really beat a good team yet, and they're at home.
All right. Paulie?
The Bills are off the board. That's so obvious. They have to win it. I'm going to go with the Atlanta Falcons. They host the Colts. The Falcons coach Arthur Smith is on the hot seat, and they finish with Colts, Bears, Saints. I think he has to win 2 of 3 to keep his job.
All right. Well, I was going to take the Cowboys against the Dolphins. For some reason, I think the Cowboys will win this game. And I don't even know what to base that on other than it would be the Cowboy way to, you don't expect them to win on the road in Miami, but I'll stick with that one, even though Fritzy took that one.
27-23 Dolphins.
All right. Thank you, Todd. Pie to the face. Yes, Paul.
How about some bonus most must-lose game of the weekend?
Most must-lose?
I think Patriots at Broncos. I think that's Christmas night. Christmas night?
Mm-hmm.
Patriots are securely getting the second pick of the draft and can keep it with a couple more losses. And they could finally replace their fix their quarterback situation.
Mm.
But a win against the Broncos would hurt them.
Well, that's why I think, you know, that the Patriots screw it up and that they end up beating the Jets on the last game of the regular season. Yes, Tom?
That's Christmas Eve night in Denver, just a few hours before Santa comes down the chimney.
Thank you, Tom.
Couldn't think of the word chimney for some reason.
Chimney.
That's the word.
Yeah.
Chimney.
Yeah.
Down the alleyway.
Well, yeah.
No. Not everybody has a chimney. Some people have apartments and.
Down the pipe.
So how does he get in the apartments?
That's tricky.
Yeah.
That's a tricky word.
Yeah, it is.
Down. I don't know how you talk to your kids about that when they ask, you know, how does he get down?
I don't think we need to reveal anything right now.
No, there's nothing to be revealed, but there's got to be some other way. I guess Santa just breaks in.
The big guy gets it done.
He breaks in.
Yeah, okay. Chad in Salt Lake City. Hi, Chad. What's on your mind today?
Paulie brought it up last hour about a Fritzy Slam if he were to win all four awards.
Yeah.
I would suggest that we go with the Fritzy Flush brought to you by, wait for it, Krappenberg State.
All right. Thank you, Chad.
FR, Fritzy Flush.
Yeah.
I see what he did there.
Yeah. Like a royal flush, Fritzy Flush.
Nailed it.
If you would get all four awards.
Isn't that like a push, though? There's like two are good to get and two not so great to get. So
well, yeah.
Like I did, like last year was, that just canceled each other out.
If you're most valuable and most improved, those are positive. If you're least valuable, least improved, those would be negative.
Right. Last year, if I was most and least, it totally canceled each other out to zero.
Chris in Sacramento judges. Hi, Chris. Hi, Chris. Oh, we lost Chris. All right. Well, he was holding for a while. So, by the way, you can watch the All-22 film that's available. We were talking about that before the break. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, if you get NFL Plus Premium, it's a subscription on NFL.com. You get all these different game features. You see all the games. They call it the coach's film. It's ad-free, and you see a top shot where you can see like the defensive back covering the wide receiver the entire length of the field.
Okay. Of course the NFL would monetize that. Keith in Charlotte. Hi, Keith. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Happy holidays to you guys.
Thank you. You too.
So if you recall, I called at the beginning of the NBA season after my Hornets won a stunning first game. And I asked you if you might consider them for a team. Well, since that bet, they have really stunk it up. So now content, I have a pie to the face bet for you guys.
All right.
You guys can have the Pelicans, who I think you were contemplating at the time.
Yeah.
And I'll take the Hornets that have the better record at the end of the season.
No, because I don't trust the Pelicans. That's why I switched to OKC. Because, you know, I'm just not sure of that team. Yes, Mark.
OKC, who beat the Clippers last night.
Yeah, stopped their winning streak. Yeah.
Kawhi wasn't smiling last night.
No, he wasn't.
He didn't play.
Chad Holmgren with an alley-oop to himself off the backboard there from the free throw line.
Do you get the assist for that?
Sure.
That'd be awesome.
I guess. You throw it to yourself, and then you slam.
Like Ricky Davis?
Yeah. That's a deep pull, though. Like, what did he do? He missed a shot so he could get a rebound, so he could get a triple-double.
On the wrong basket.
Yeah.
That was pathetic.
Respect.
Gosh.
Well, it's come down to this. This is the final hour of the final show before the end of the year.
Dang, in a couple of years, it'll be the final hour for the final show for the final show.
In 4 years.
Dang, that's crazy.
4 years, that's what it'll be. Who is the most valuable, least valuable, most improved, least improved? It's coming up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan from Mercedes-Benz. With hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin, it's the EV that recharges you. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.